You've been like a dog with a bone on this one over many, many years. Every so often I'll get an email or I'll get a phone call from Ryan. He'll be putting in another petition. He'll be pursuing it. And really, it is because of him. And I mean, I was more than happy to work with him, but that we discovered this court judgment, and that was used in the case in Carndonagh. But to come to the issue, yes, the ball is firmly in the court of the minister now. Not only has he a European court judgment 2 years ago, he now has a judgment in a district court in Carndonagh, in his own country, which basically says that, you know, this case had no foundation. And the minister can't continue to ignore that. So I've written to him and asked him to consider immediately changing the legislation. As far as I know, it's the 2001 Finance Act, but whatever it is. I mean, we have a budget coming up, Donald, and there will be a Finance Act there. That would be an ideal opportunity for him to do it. And also, of course, any court cases that are pending or in the pipeline, and there may be others at the moment, that... you know, they would be held up at least until after the change in legislation. And also I think that, that new guidelines should go out, because obviously, you know, the customs are doing what they're told to do and what the law says they should do. It's but on the other hand, that needs to be changed.
There is another issue, and that is the amount of people. We don't have a figure on it, but we know that several people over the years will have been fined under this legislation. Indeed, Ryan Stewart has told us that his own uncle was one of them. And the question now remains what happens in their case, because now effectively it could be argued retrospectively that those fines were illegal.
That's right. And I mean, one of the things, for example, that we've been pushing for is retrospective repayment of our loans from the EU through the CSM. So, you know, if we do it in one way, we should do it in another, because in my view, especially since the court case in 2012. I mean, it goes further back than that, but especially since that, the Irish government should have been aware of this issue and should have changed their legislation. So anybody who's been fined in the meantime, it's only my opinion, I believe, at least should talk to their solicitor. I'll try and speak to the European Commission to see if there's any precedent on this or what it means, what would happen to people caught in that situation. At least that they would have a case. Not all cases, of course, my Donal, will be, you know, where a car was borrowed. So this isn't for everybody, and I'm not saying it solves all problems. It doesn't. But there are people in the situation who are unfairly fined, illegally fined, in my view, and they shouldn't be left in that situation, because otherwise it would mean the state could act illegally and get away with it, because that's what the state has been doing. It's contravening European legislation that not only is there a long time, but has been made very clear in judgments from the Court of Justice. The state shouldn't do that. It needs to get its house in order immediately.